Kalemegdan. And you would say when we were walking Kalemegdan Park, sometimes I wonder if I'll die before we see each other again. Now you're dead and I'm alive. I never thought I would survive your death, especially right after it. You couldn't come to the Serbian expat party in Paris. You said, go on without me, and walked away on silver shimmering crutches. A few weeks later, I find you behind a white silo, shirtless and muscular, taking apart a silver machine. And we walked up the winding stair around the white silo laughing. If you're still alive, I should be spending more time with you. How come nobody told me you're alive until Grandma laughing asked, where's your grandpa? Check behind the white silo. And I did. And you were laughing, taking apart your machine. I want to be the machine you take apart so I can stop fearing pain and joy of seeing you in dreams and feel your flesh. But you're all ashes now in an urn in Belgrade I return to only in sleep. Again, again, exclaiming, I can't believe I came back. I promised myself I wouldn't return after your death. But there you are laughing behind the white silo, gathering me and family beside your former sickbed and sitting us down to eat bread you won't try. Gold light from your eyes, better than bread. I want to fast until you come back or I come to you. But hunger striking for immortality would be foolish. I could join you faster. Could I? I don't think I could unless I know I won't do suicide. I'll follow you up the white silo stairway and say, I can't believe I came back to Belgrade. I promised myself I wouldn't. And yet here I am on Upper West Side Manhattan, rolling on a futon under a triptych I painted of you in Central Park when you died. I want to grow pastel crayons through my fingers and do another and another until you come back through the oils and sit down at the table and we eat bread together and laugh as the white silo crashes through our window.